And now, Dick Tracy! This is Dick Tracy on the case of the low hijack. Stand by for action. Let's go, men.
Yes, it's Dick Tracy, protector of law and order. Tracy fans, tomorrow the people in the state of Maryland will observe a holiday. They call it Maryland Defenders Day. It commemorates the 133rd anniversary of the Battle of North Point, fought in the War of 1812. This battle took place during a dark point in our history. Early in the year 1814, the enemy had captured our capital, Washington, had set fire to many of our public buildings. Now they were moving on to Baltimore with the intention of burning that city, too. To defend Baltimore, the Americans were depending on two forces, one of which was a garrison of 1,000 men located in Fort McHenry. The enemy approached the fort, and when they were close enough, the guns of Fort McHenry opened fire. For about 30 minutes, they put forth a cannonade so furious that the enemy fell back. And then at night, the fort was once again attacked. And once again, the enemy fell back, this time for good. You all know the story of this last attack, I'm sure. It will live forever in the words of the Star-Spangled Banner. Yes, it was the noble defense of Fort McHenry that inspired Francis Scott Key to write the song that is now our national anthem. And now, Dick Tracy. Yesterday, Tracy and Patton, locked in the back of a truck trailer, were driven across town by the hijackers. Dick and Pat, of course, were carrying out their scheme to trap the truck-robbing gang. But it's a scheme that has dangerously backfired because Maury Bunn, the head of the hijackers, discovered that unwittingly he was holding Tracy and Patton prisoners. At the moment, Dick and Pat have no idea of the gravity of their situation. They're waiting impatiently in the dark interior of the truck trailer.
Richard, if you don't mind me mentioning it, waiting locked up here in this truck is beginning to get on my nerves.
Tell your nerves to move over. Mine want to join them.
You know, I just can't understand why we've stood here so long. Why don't we get started and drive out of here?
I wish I knew, Pat.
Well, anyway, we're obviously still in the city.
I know.
Yes, but you don't just hijack a truck and then leave while you go to a movie or something.
Well, I'll admit it doesn't make much sense. And I'll also admit I'm worried.
Say, look, you don't suppose they've gotten suspicious and abandoned the truck, do you?
It's always a possibility.
Well, then in that case, get me a can opener. I'm going home.
No, no, Pat. It's going to take more than a can opener to get us out of this one.
Well, you think maybe I ought to raise my voice in a loud howl?
They won't hear it. This truck trailer we're in is very well built.
Yeah, I know, but I suppose maybe I could pound on the walls with my gun butt and maybe I'd raise somebody.
I don't think we want to raise anybody yet, Pat. Maybe the hijackers will come back. We'll wait all night for them.
Yeah, and then again, maybe they haven't gone anyplace.
Something tells me you're returning to your major theme for the night.
You're absolutely right. Suppose they know that we're in here. And suppose they're planning some special kind of show in which we're going to play the star parts.
But, Pat, how could they get wise? Only Stanton and the driver of the truck knew.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Stanton. But what about that driver?
Yes. Yeah, that's the chance we had to take. If he didn't know about us being in the truck and hadn't been ordered to take a powder as soon as the truck was driven out of the warehouse, he might have been killed by the hijackers.
Yeah, sure, I understand about all that. But I can still worry about it, can't I?
All right, if it will make you happier.
No idea what a comfort it is. The trouble with me is I just haven't enough to occupy my mind.
Well, we can always play 20 questions.
Look, that's all we've been playing. And the game goes like this. Questions 1 to 20... Who are the hijackers?
I think I know, Pat. All I need is the final proof.
Oh, fine. Don't tell me or anything.
Maury Bunn.
Oh, Maury Bunn, huh? Then you got something from examining the records of his department store business?
Nothing I can use as immediate evidence, but enough so that I can pretty well figure how he operates.
And when do you get the final proof?
I'm going to subpoena his books and bookkeeper and put a gang of auditors on him. And I'm going to track down every business firm with which he's done business.
Oh, that's all just fine, but supposing you're wrong.
I won't be. You just wait and see.
Richard, you won't be offended if I point out that all this activity is predicated on one thing, and that's on our getting out of this trunk.
A contingency of which I'm fully aware.
Yes, but even if you get Maury Bunn, you still might not get the rest of the gang.
Now, Pat, now it's my turn to point out something. That's why we're sitting locked in this truck trailer in the middle of the night.
Touché, son. Touché.
And even if tonight does turn out to be a dud, if we get Maury Bunn, the gang is broken up. The small fry shouldn't be too tough.
Well, you've set my mind at ease, lad, except for one thing.
I know.
What if Maury Bunn knows we're in this truck?
Yes. Maury Bunn does know that Dick and Pat are in that truck. And right now, Maury Bunn is discussing their fate with Billy Tell and Deadpan.
Deadpan, will you, for goodness sake, stop walking up and down?
But I'm thinking.
That will only add to my worries. Sit down. Or better yet, go wash your hands and face.
Okay, Maury Bunn, they just done it.
That probably was inadequate. You look septic tonight.
What about Billy Tell? He looks like what you just said, too.
He will also wash his hands and face again.
Ah, Deadpan, why couldn't you keep your big mouth from hanging open?
Hurry up, both of you. Anyway, I find the sound of running water a pleasant accompaniment to concentration.
Come on, Deadpan. Let's get the germs off and help the master think.
Why not? Otherwise, we never get out of here to get Tracy and Patton. If I wash my feet, would it help you think?
You're straining, Deadpan. Don't use yourself up before the night's over.
Be sure you use the sterilized towels. I want no germs around here.
We'll do everything.
Look, Maury Bunn. This doesn't seem so tough to me. We got Tracy and Patton locked in. Let's get the truck blowed down and finish him off.
Where is the truck now?
Downstairs, across from your private entrance.
What kind of truck is it?
It's one of them big trailer trucks. I can drive them like a dream.
We may be able to put your accomplishments to some use. A trailer truck. And Tracy and Patton are locked in the trailer.
Why don't we move the act out of town and just set it on fire?
I don't think one of those big trailers would burn.
Well, we could scorch them plenty, though.
I'm not interested in scorching them. I want to kill them. Now, in some way, I must destroy the whole truck.
I've been thinking. Why don't we open the rear door and go right in after them?
Don't be a fool. That's what they're hoping for.
So we'll get them anyway?
You, personally, will bag the two best shots on the police force? That, to coin a bromide, will be the day.
Well, I'm trying.
The effort is misdirected.
One thing is certain. We got to get the truck out of town before we can do ourselves any good.
There, I'll go along with you. Forgive me if I think. I'm trying to postpone the inevitable.
What is the inevitable?
That I leave my air-conditioned, germ-free apartment and go out into the filthy night air.
Oh, it ain't bad. There's a full moon out tonight.
I will not bandy the subject with you.
But you haven't left your apartment for years.
For 8 years and 37 days, to be exact.
What do you have to do it now for?
I cannot help myself. This job must not be bungled.
Well, we'll do what you tell us to.
I'm sure you will. But in the eventuality that something goes wrong, I do not wish you to think for yourself.
Sometimes you say the nicest things to me, Maury.
Don't try to be quiet for a moment. You have no idea how the thought of going out upsets me.
Then why go? We'll take care of it.
That's the risk. I don't dare run. If Tracy is killed, I'm completely in the clear to operate as I see fit. This murder must be done right.
Well, I'm for that, but we'll do it for you.
No, I'll go. I'll expose myself to millions and millions of germs and run the risk of serious infection.
People have been doing that for years, Maury Bunn, and they still seem to make it home for dinner, all right?
If I only had a face mask and some rubber gloves.
What do you want to do, scare Tracy to death?
Will you stop bothering me, Deadpan? Now, Billy.
Yes, sir?
I want you to bring my two-way amplifying microphones.
What do you want that set up for?
I'm going to clamp one of them on the side of the trailer. I want to be able to talk to Tracy.
Oh, you're going to give him a little needle, huh?
You don't think I'm going to pass up an opportunity for a little gloating, do you?
Actually, it wouldn't seem much like you.
Are you men armed?
Not if my Tommy gun in the truck cab.
I have an automatic.
Good. I shall also arm myself. Now, let me see. I have something here. Yes, here it is. Don't forget my microphones, Billy.
I won't. Are we all going to ride in the cab of the truck?
No. Deadpan will drive the truck, and I'll ride with him.
Well, what do I do, getting back with the Dicks?
You will take my car. Here are the keys.
Okay.
You will follow the truck.
Fine. Now, what's going to happen to the truck?
I'm not completely decided, but at the moment, I think that I will arrange to roll it into a river. Come on, let's go.
You know, Dick, I'd like to go for a swim. I'm hot. I just like the feeling of water all around me.
You're just a disappointed seal, Patrick.
What do you mean disappointed? You ought to see me balance things on my nose.
Oh, it's a little dark in here for you to do a performance right now.
Oh, I have a flashlight. Shall I turn it on?
No. I think we'd better save the batteries. We're going to need some bright lights to shoot by.
You bring up an interesting point there. I shall take it under advisement.
I'd appreciate it deeply.
What was that?
There could be anything, including a hand grenade.
Don't cheer me up or anything.
At least, Patrick, we're off again.
Well, I'm not sure whether I like it or not. Who's got the old truck now? The other hijackers or a whole new bunch?
I wish you'd stop asking me questions I can't answer. After all, Pat, I'm sitting here in the same black box you are.
Well, I know, Richard, but I meant it as a compliment. I just sort of assumed that you know all the answers.
I wish you were right.
What in heaven's name is that?
There you go again with those questions, Pat.
Well, so you're in there, are you, Tracy?
Well, bless my great big beautiful Irish eyes, if it isn't the microbe hazard.
I thought you might like to know where I am, Tracy, so I rigged up this little amplifying device. Can you hear me all right?
Entirely too well.
What are you doing out of your boudoir, Maury Bond? I thought you were the stay-at-home type.
You two gentlemen should be extremely flattered. This is the first time I've left my apartment in over 8 years.
Well, now, don't get carried away. People do all kinds of things for us.
Do they kill you, too?
Look, we probably have a long ride ahead. Don't you think it would be more pleasant for all of us if we keep this conversation on a high intellectual plane?
You think you're capable of such a discussion?
Now, come, Maury Bond. Let's not be rude. You wouldn't want Pat and me to get severe with you.
Allow me to suggest, Mr. Tracy, that you're hardly in a position to do anything to anybody. And I'd also like to add that your condition is sheer heaven compared to what it's going to be. And I hope you get my meaning.
In a moment, we'll return to Dick Tracy. But first... Well, first, it's open house at the Paul Whiteman Club weekday afternoon. That means a solid hour of recorded hit tunes with Paul himself spinning the platters and making with the chatter. The Paul Whiteman Club is a cool spot these hot summer days. So, come in, relax, and hear the records that Paul's picked out, plus a little inside information on the recording artist. Paul has worked with or known most of your musical favorites. He's seen them start and climb their way up that steep ladder of success. And naturally, he has plenty of human interest stories about them. Stories that'll make you realize that a star is just a person like you and me with the same number of hopes and worries. You know, Paul Whiteman has been called the Dean of Modern American Music for good reason. He's been around and he's been responsible for a large portion of its growth. He was waving his baton when Auntie wore pleated skirts, danced the Charleston, and called everything jazzy. And he's right in there now, seeing the new faces swing to a new kind of tempo. Paul handles the Paul Whiteman Club with the same amount of showmanship and capability that's kept him on top. So here's an invitation to listen to the Paul Whiteman Club tomorrow when it's heard on most of these very same ABC stations. And now, back to Dick Tracy.
There, I turned it off. I'm tired of talking to them.
What are you going to do, Maury Bunn? Still roll a truck in a river?
I'm not sure yet. This situation is such a pleasant one that I may just savor it for a while. Drive towards my warehouse.
If Tracy and Pat had a deck of cards, they might amuse themselves. But it would appear to be the last entertainment they'll get. Better tune in tomorrow for the adventures of Dick Tracy. This is George Gunn speaking. Say, boys and girls, to be well informed, you've got to keep up with the times. And there's a new time for the program that keeps you up with modern trends and challenging topics. Of course, it's America's Town Meeting of the Air, which is now heard every Tuesday night on most of these same ABC stations. When you hear America's Town Meeting, you hear vivid discussions of the vital problems of the world, discussed by noted experts from various professions. So Tuesday night, make it a point to be on hand for America's Town Meeting, heard over most of these same ABC stations. Make a note, Tuesday night, for America's Town Meeting. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.